Now for the thrilling adventures of Lightning Jim.
Marshal Moran reporting, Sheriff, to take your prisoner, the Chinook Kid, back to federal prison. Stand trial for robbing a Wells Fargo.
Well, I reckon I know what he's going back to stand trial for. Reckon everybody in the state knows the history of the Totem Bandits. There ain't nothing they haven't done.
Here's the papers authorizing the transfer.
Well, whoever hung the moniker Granite on you is a good judge of human nature. Say, don't you ever smile?
I'm here to effect the transfer of a prisoner wanted by the federal government.
Don't you even want to know anything about this prisoner?
What do you mean, Sheriff?
Well, I'm plumb sorry we caught him. There ain't another member of that Owl Hooters gang who doesn't deserve to be hung seven times over and then boiled an owl for good measure.
I'm in a hurry, Sheriff. There's a long ride ahead of me.
What I'm trying to tell you is that this prisoner of mine's just a kid. Can't be a day more than 18. This must have been his first job. He ain't bad. You can tell that by looking at him.
According to the information furnished the Attorney General, your prisoner was wounded at the time the Totem Band held up the Wells Fargo Express.
Well, that's right enough. The rest of the coyotes got away, but this poor kid was left behind.
Keep your sympathy to yourself. The age of the prisoner is no excuse for his offense. Under the law...
Keep your law to yourself, Granite Moran. Come on, if you want your prisoners all fired quick...
Sheriff, well, I guess...
There he is, Marshal. A dangerous-looking criminal, ain't he? You reckon you'll need any help getting him back to Austin?
What?
Oh, well, here's where I get a change of scenery. You want to put the handcuffs on me, Marshal?
Nah, there ain't no need of doing that, Marshal. His right arm shot bad. Well, I thought you was in a hurry to get started back. What you waiting for?
Come on out, Canute. If that's what you call yourself.
Yeah, Chinook, that's me. The Chinook Kid. Well, so long, Sheriff. Thanks for everything. Gosh, you've been swallowing me.
Well, I'm sorry about this, lad. Too bad you had to get in with the wrong outfit.
Hurry up there. There's a long trail ahead of you, and the government don't like to be kept waiting.
I don't understand this, Attorney General. What happened to Granite Moran and his prisoner?
If I knew that, I wouldn't have to send for you, Lightning. They just disappeared.
Then maybe you know where they disappeared from.
We don't even know that, Whitey. Moran went to White Sulphur. The sheriff there turned the Chinook Kid over to him. The two left immediately, horseback, of course, and they haven't been seen since.
Naturally, you checked all the towns along the way.
Sure. They weren't seen in any of them.
You think maybe King Thornton came back to rescue the Chinook Kid?
Well, I can't figure King Totem putting his neck in danger for any of his men. But that might have happened.
Granite Moran. A man they say is too hard to let even a diamond scratch him.
Know him, Lightning?
Well, not intimate. Know his record, of course. 15 years he's worked as a marshal. Well, reckon he might make anybody sort of...
I know what you're trying to say, Lightning. But Granite Moran doesn't have a heart, and he never gives a man a break. That all he lives by and for is the law, letter by letter.
Well, I've heard that nobody ain't never even seen him smile.
Maybe I don't approve of his utter heartlessness, but he's never fallen down on an assignment yet. And if anything's happened to him, it won't have been his fault.
I reckon I understand you. If he's alive, he may be needing help. If he ain't alive,
in that case, the United States government will start paying off its debt to Moran. The history of the United States Marshals of the Old West is a thrilling one. They faced every danger, took every risk incident to the performance of their duty, received small wages, and were usually killed in service. But they were not forgotten. The United States government has not forgotten or will ever forget the debt which it owes to the men who so courageously enlisted for duty. And then, as now, the murder of a government employee unleashed the hounds of the law. Hounds which never gave up a cent, never stopped, until the criminal was caught and punished to the full extent of the law. So Lightning Jim and Whitey ride back over the trail to White Sulphur, seeking for some trace, some faint clue, which will enable them to find Granite Moran, United States Marshal, who mysteriously disappeared while bringing a prisoner back to stand trial at Austin.
Before the insist and Lightning, asking questions and looking for signs of a fresh spirit.
Yeah, not a trace. Whitey, I'm dead level certain Moran never got farther north than this. Man 6 feet tall with a head of bushy white hair, one eyebrow wiped out by a bullet wound. He'd have been noticed, all right.
But he's almost the right sort for an all right. He made us only about 5 miles from here.
Whitey, look over there. Wolf Hunter. Wolf City Boy.
Oh, well, you mean a little Mexican kid, do you? Oh, I see him.
Look, look what's pinned on the front of his shirt.
Oh, Miss Lightning. It's the Marshal's badge.
Yeah, it's the Marshal's badge, all right. Muchacho, aquí, haga favor. Come on over here, youngster.
What do you want? I do nothing wrong. I good boy.
Sure, I know you're a good boy. I just want to ask you some questions, that's all. We don't want to hurt you.
Dios, what a horse. Qué caballo. Never have I ever seen such a horse. So big, so black.
Well, thunder won't hurt you either. What's your name, Muchacho?
Felipe Gonzalez.
Well, Felipe, where'd you get such a beautiful badge?
I did no wrong. I did not steal. It was in the ground. It would get lost in the ground.
In the ground? Lightning, that means that Moran was stealing. There must be that.
Well, Felipe, how'd you come to find it in the ground? Were you just digging around?
No. I saw the man who put it there. He dig a hole and put a shiny something in and put the dirt back on top. Then he go away. I wait a while. When he no come back, I dig it up.
I see. When did you see the man bury this badge?
Ah, I know that too. I went to church that day. It was then that I saw him, 8 years ago. But like he 8 years ago, what the day Moran left my church?
Yeah, buddy. Reckon it was the end of the trail for him. Right about here. Felipe.
Si, senor?
You sure there wasn't anything else buried at the same place?
Nothing, senor. I look good. But this shiny thing was all.
Would you know the man again? The man who did the digging.
See, a tall man he was, and straight, with white hair.
White hair?
See, he had much hair, all white, and one eyebrow was not there at all.
What?
Only a crooked scar.
But Lightning, that was Moran himself. I don't understand now, why should Moran bury his monster bed?
I don't know myself, buddy. It don't make sense. Can you pay?
Si, senor?
I'd like to buy that bag from you. How about $5? Cinco pesos, would you sell?
Cinco pesos?
Mm-hmm.
Madre de Dios, I've never seen so much money. It's yours, senor. It's all yours.
I tell you, Lightning, I think, until my head hurts, but I can't find the man.
Me neither, buddy. Moran buried his badge, all right. Felipe described him from head to foot.
No, but where was the prisoner, and why wouldn't Moran bury his morsel?
Well, I reckon when we talk to the sheriff here in White Sulphur, we might know a little more about it.
Hey, Lightning, look at those people in the street. That's something's the matter.
Yeah, they run around like jackrabbits. Come on. Where's under
Cold Eyes?
Oh, there's sheriff over there.
Sure.
Sheriff, what's happened?
Those gangs murdering totem bandits, stuck up the bank, killed the cashier, got away before we knew what was up. We're just organizing a posse.
George was a totem gang?
Sure, I've seen pictures of all of them. King Totem wasn't in the bunch, and they had a new fella.
No description on him?
No. But hey, you know what? He sure looked like Granite Moran. I'd have scored with him. Only it couldn't have been.
You mean the new man in the band looked like Marshal Moran?
Yes, fitting image of him. Killed hair. Couldn't see his eyebrows. He had his hat pulled down.
He
Sheriff, there's something funny around here.
Yes, look at this.
And what is it? What's funny about it?
I found it sticking up in the bank, and it hasn't been there before the holdup.
Yeah, where'd you find it?
On the back of the door, stuck there with a pin.
Yeah, it's just a train schedule. Timetable, it don't mean nothing.
Let me see that, Sheriff.
Sure, here it is.
Ready? Timetable for the Ozark, Texas Railroad. Got pencil marks on it.
Yeah, what you got for new mine?
There's a circle drawn around the word Red Spring, and in the margin is written Mark 10.
Sure, that's tomorrow. You can get me in something.
Red Spring is a place where the train stops to take on water, Whitey. About 25 miles from here. It'd be just about right for a train holdup.
But you don't know like me.
I got a hunch, Whitey. We're going to be on that ONT train tomorrow, and it stops at Red Spring.
Come on, Thunder.
This may be just a wild idea, mine boys, but you railroad men were sure nice about joining me and Whitey.
Me and Larry here was glad for the chance.
Yes, Hillary, Marshal. Stephen, he's been going around in circles trying to get some track of these train robbers.
Yeah, you've been going around in circles, man. I think yesterday I ain't even stopped burning. I ain't even got myself a good breath yet.
Reckon I ain't far ahead of you, Whitey. I still don't know where Moran fits into this picture, but I got a hunch. Yesterday, when I saw that railroad timetable, I felt it.
Well, yeah. We're just about stopping.
Careful now. Don't show yourself. Oh. Lay low. If any shooting starts, give it to him.
But I think this Moran could be.
You mean someone who looks like Moran? This may just be a trap, Whitey.
Well, we'll soon know.
Lord, you've been right, Lightning.
Get that door open. There won't be expecting nothing from a freight car. Now, let him have it.
Your hunch was right, Marshal. You saved this train, all right. They sure left in a hurry.
Whitey, that was Moran. That was Moran, I tell you. He sat fell off just when he yielded his horse to make his getaway.
Grand, this Moran riding the King Portum. Lightning, that can't be.
But it was. The United States Marshal, throwing his badge away, riding with a bunch of skeleton Gila monsters. Whitey, Moran's disgracing the service.
But Lightning, I tell you, a man that is wrecked, his. Lightning, he hates the truth worse than he hates poison. Oh, I tell you, I can't think anymore. I'm all tossed out.
Get some steam, run like he found something.
Marshal?
What is it?
Marshal, say one doctor's dead, all right. But I found this hat, and there's a map inside it.
Yeah, give it to me.
Yeah.
Whitey, come here.
Go on, I'll get you like this.
Here's the map, all right. Huh? In Mexico, right across the river from White Sulphur.
Oh, I see, there's Conchinegra. And that's the first town after you get across the river.
Yeah, but here, look at this pencil mark. A circle drawn around this spot.
But there ain't any town there. Yeah, that's very far from Conchinegra, though.
About 10 miles, I imagine. Look here, Whitey. Pencil writing's sort of blurred, but S-E-N-T. Whitey, that's Sentry.
Sentry?
Yeah, this must be the hideout of the Totem Gang.
Oh, Lightning, you do the thinking for me. My brain is all scrambled up.
That timetable in the bank was on the level. It was off to this train hold up.
That's right, that's it.
Well, I'm going to follow my hunches. This map tells us where King Totem hangs out. It's even got the spot mark where we've got to watch out for the man who guards the trail.
Well, what are you figuring on doing, Marshal?
Why, then, you're going over the river and follow this map, Larry.
What? You two are going to tackle this gang all alone? Why, maybe a trap, you can't be sure. You can't go charging across
the... I sure nothing. I can't figure out what kind of a game Rand's playing, but I'm declaring myself in. Are you with me, Whitey?
Lightning, I'll do anything. Go any place, do anything, yes, as long as I don't have to figure nothing out. I tell you, I wasn't built for brains first. I think I'm more of the action type.
What will be the outcome of Lightning Jim's and Whitey's trip across the river searching for the Totem Bandits? And just what part is Granite Moran playing in this puzzle? Part two of the Meadow Gold Roundup follows immediately. Thank you. And now for part two of the adventures of Lightning Jim. The following day, Lightning and Whitey have just dismounted from their horses about 8 miles from Conchonegra.
We'll go on from here on foot. Reckon the sentry's stationed about a mile from here. The map's on the level.
Well, Lightning, we can't be sure about that.
No, we just got to take a chance. It's just about dark when we get there. If we can take them by surprise, well, from there on, we'll have to let the plans make themselves. Come on, let's get started.
All right, Lightning. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way.
While in a ranch house about a mile and a half away, King Totem and five of his bandits, including a man named Moran, are talking.
We got about $4,000 out of the bank holdup. If that train job had worked out all right, we'd really have something to celebrate.
What the hell, King? Can't you see they ain't got nothing to celebrate tonight, I reckon? He got clubbed square through the head.
You're right there, killer. And he was a good man. You know, I wonder how them critters got tipped off.
Yeah.
If I could figure that out.
It's me, now. There's been a people. There may be men on all the trains now. Maybe we better not include trains in our work for some time.
Since when have you been making plans for this outfit, Max?
Oh, I make no plans. But I offer the suggestion.
I'll keep your trap shut into your ass. You're awful quiet tonight, Moran. Maybe you know something about that train affair.
Me? What would I know? Reckon I came as near getting shot as you did, King.
Well, I still aim to watch you, Moran. And don't forget that. You did all right on the bank job. You did your part at Red Springs. But I'd still like to know a lot more about your joining up with us.
I told you all that. I just got tired working for the government. Walking into bullets and knives for a measly 50 a month. Decided I wanted some real money for a case.
Oh, he's all right, King. We all had our eyes on him. I don't see how he could have given nobody a tip off.
Maybe not. I ain't accusing him. But Moran.
I'm listening.
If I find out that you have been working against us, I'll kill you that very minute. You got that straight?
Ain't but one way to get it, King. Yes, I savvy, all right.
Yeah, just be sure you do. Curly.
Yeah, boss, what do you want?
Better go out and relieve Al. You'll stand guard until morning. Red will take your place then.
Well, no. Well, I'm glad I ain't on for tonight. You're going to be in for a wetting, Curly. You better take some tonic along in case you get cold.
Yeah, I got the tonic right with me, killer.
It ain't so delicate like I take some regular.
Now, Moran, I got a couple more bottles and get the cards. Reckon we'll make a night of it.
Sure, it's a beautiful night. And I'm at least just full of water. I feel like I'm moving. I tell you, I never saw so much water come down so quick.
Yeah, this thing came up in a hurry, all right. Wait. Buddy, look right up yonder beside that big rock. See anything?
No, I see lots of water. Yes, we're standing right up there,
but it's not good. Yeah. Well, from here on, we've got a call for it. I hope it goes here.
Reading with my boots, you said, you know. But reading with my stomach is going to be hurt.
Quiet, you get going.
Darn weather. For 2 cents, I'd go back and tell him to watch his own self. At least the fella can just have a drink. I'm having one right now.
Oh, buddy, buddy, got a shot with his gun. Oh, tie him up now, quick.
Oh, he's too all right. This poor chill, what he feel like? The fellow was taking a drink. He didn't even see what he
said. No, all we got to do is get the rest of you, including Moran. Got a lot of questions I want to ask that hombre. I'm calling you, buddy. I look through the window. Five. One varmint asleep on the bunk in the corner. Other four playing cards. Drinking plenty. all but Moran.
Sure,
are
you sure
that's Moran, though? Dead sure. Granite Moran, playing part of a king totem.
Then that's what he's not the little one to do. If
you could only get him outside, you'd have him even break that day. Walking in on him, he ain't going to be easy.
You like him? I got more idea.
What is it, what?
They got the fire going in the fire.
Yeah.
No, if I could just open the roof.
What's that in mind, Whitey?
Then I could throw some cord tickets down the chimney. It starts going off like firecrackers as soon as they get hot.
Yeah?
Well, I reckon some of them polecats would come running off after them.
You've got it wrong with your brain, Whitey. If you could get up there without making any noise.
Well, I can try. You better watch the door just in case somebody comes out to me.
Yeah, but soon as you drop them cartridges down the chimney, it's better slide off the roof.
Things will
start happening
fast. Oh, yeah. I reckon I'll turn in pretty quick. Where's that bottle, Mitch? You've been hogging it all evening.
I do not realize things all the hog that you live.
No.
What for do I pass the bottle?
I reckon you don't want to pull guns with me, Mitch. You ain't in my class.
No, I think I have to kill you at some time.
Yeah.
Maybe I do it now. You talk too much.
Why do you talk?
Shut up, both of you. You want to kill each other, go outside to do it.
I'll wait till tomorrow, King. I don't want to get wet.
Tomorrow or tonight, it makes no difference to make for the bomb. I kill you up as dead no matter what time
it is. Yeah.
You don't talk much, do you, Moran?
No.
And you don't drink either.
No.
Maybe you're too good to drink with it. Maybe you're particular about who you drink with. Is that it?
You're doing the talking.
Maybe I'll have to make you drink with us.
What's eating on you, King? Can't a man stay sober if he wants to?
In my bunch, I give orders. I don't have room here for anybody. Won't take him.
Hey, what's that? What's
that,
Tom?
Well,
I'm not staying here to be shot in a slam.
Don't open that door.
Stay here and get shot, then. I'm going down fighting.
You fool! Come back! You've done this, Dora. You won't live to brag about it.
Reach for the sky, King Totem. You're under arrest.
Not while I've got a gun, I won't.
No, sir, I won't. You asked for it, King.
That means I got the darn law back. Partner, sorry.
Yeah, Whitey, you.
I got them in here for the shoulder. But the other stop there, they ain't going to never bother nobody no more.
Lightning him.
Moran, you're alive. Good man.
But not for long. I'm going fast, Lightning.
Well, let's get Moran. I'll fix you up. I'll get some water.
Oh, don't bother. I'm done for. And I'm glad.
Well, I'm glad to talk, Moran. Get up that seat over there, buddy, and we can get the blood stopped.
You know, listen. I've got to talk. I've got to tell you. I'm not in the service any longer.
What do you mean? You've been working to trap these buzzards, haven't you?
Yeah. Listen. That prisoner I was sent to bring back
against the new kid
was my son.
Your son?
Yeah. I hadn't seen him for a couple of years. King here got him in the gang. He was just a kid.
So that's the way King got all this men. And then he wouldn't let them trip.
I've lived by the law. Always done what I thought the law said. But I couldn't turn my own son in. I couldn't.
I understand, man. You let him get away.
I sent him away. He's a good kid, and I won't tell you where he is.
Reckon we ain't interested in that.
Then I took off my badge. I couldn't wear it no more. After letting a prisoner get away.
Then you could have fixed up a story or something.
But I'd have always known myself that I let the law down.
Granite Moran. Granite to the last.
I found out where this hideout was from the boy. Then I come here and I spun him a story about wanting to make some money.
You let that note for us at the bank hold up. So as we could save the train.
I hope somebody would find it and figure it out. Then at the train hold up, I knocked my own hat off. Knowing somebody would find it.
It was good work, Moran, and took nerve. More nerve than I've got.
I'm glad you're here, Lightning. The gang broke up, and that's what I wanted.
I've got something for you here, Moran. Your badge.
My badge?
Yeah. A Mex boy is all you bury. And you don't look natural without it. Yeah.
My badge. You're turning it back on me.
You're still in the service, Moran.
My badge. Oh. Thank you, Lightning. Now I can die as a lawman should die.
He's dead.
Yeah, Whitey. Marshal Moran is dead. Whitey, we don't know nothing about this new kid being the son of Moran. Remember that.
No, we don't know nothing about the Lightning. As far as we know, the Chinook kid is dead.
That's right. The Chinook kid is dead. And Martha Moran died in the discharge of his duty, bringing in the totem band.
And he died smiling. The man who never smiled, he's smiling now.
And so ends another experience in the lives of those two famous marshals of the Old West, Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.